Good morning, this is Paul Segrist for the National Park Service. Today is Thursday, September 28th, 1995. I'm in Jersey City, New Jersey, at the Hamilton Park Healthcare Facility, and I'm here with Gretchen Hintze.
Hintze.
That's
H-I-N-T-Z-E.
And that's Hintze. And Mrs. Hintze came from Germany in 1923, she believes, and she thinks she was around 19 when she came. Mrs. Hintze, can we begin by you giving me your birth date, please?
Yeah. January the 22nd, 1904.
And where in Germany were you born?
Hamburg.
Yes?
In Hamburg.
Can you tell me a little bit about Hamburg when you were a kid? What sticks out in your mind about...
Well, Hamburg is surreal Stadt, like so New York, also a main Stadt. I spreche jetzt Deutsch.
That's okay. You can do that if you want.
Also a city, a surreal city.
And what are some of the buildings in Hamburg that stick out in your mind as a child?
Well, in the last time, they built big houses like they have here now. They started with big building houses. Otherwise, the houses was not too big, but big enough to live in.
Can you describe the house that you grew up in?
Let me see. Yes, well, it was a single house. The father from the husband, he owned the house. And there we was living when we got married.
Were you married in Germany?
In Germany.
Oh, so you were married when you came to the United States.
Oh, I was schon married.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I was married in Germany. I had even my own home. And my husband, he was the manager in a delicatessen store.
What was your husband's name?
Hintze.
What was his
Adolf.
Name? Adolf.
Adolf Hintze.
Well, we'll get back to your husband. Mm. Let's talk about your childhood first.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know anything about when you were born? Did anyone ever tell you a story about when you were born?
No, not this. But I know only that I had a very nice house as a home with my parents and the sister and brothers.
What was your father's name?
My father's name was Rudolf.
And what did he do for
he
a living?
He had his own store in a house in the front. There I was there and was selling all the, because he had a bicycle and motorcycle store. And he was in the back. We had a big where he was working, Werkstatt, they call that. And he was working. And when the people came with the bicycle to repair, so I brought them in a bag to my father. And he was working with my oldest brother, also his oldest son. He was working with him because he should, after, when he is not there no more, to take the store over and the house and everything.
What was your father's last name, your maiden name? Your name before you were married.
Detman.
Can you spell that, please?
D-E-T-T-M-A-N. Detman.
D-E-T-T-M-A-N-N.
Yeah, that's right. And his name was Rudolf, his his voice name, ne? My father, Rudolf Detmann.
Can you talk to me a little bit about the motorcycles and the bicycles that your father sold, what you remember about?
Yeah, so he had more the bicycle than the motorcycle, because motorcycle is different than a bicycle. You know what a bicycle is, right? Where the youngs or the girls ride, and has only two
wheels.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have your own bicycle as a young
no,
girl?
No, I didn't. Was not getting on a bicycle, because the one brother, he had an accident, and that made me doing not to go on a bicycle. But that was all right. But I sell the bicycle, and I took the bicycle for repairing and brought them or let them bring in a werkstatt. The werkstatt was in the back from our house.
And that's where the bicycles were repaired?
Yeah. Yeah, and my father had a store in the front where I was working, because my sister got married, so then I came have to work. I was then 17 years old, and that was very fast for me to do this.
So your father put his children to work in the store.
Yes, that's right.
What was your father's personality like?
Oh, he was working and working, a very fine man. He likes to be good dressed. Also when he went get out, he was always dressed, and I never saw him without a tie. Without a tie, never. No matter what day it is, he always had a tie. Here, Kragen, they say Kragen, also here, like
collar.
This. Collar. Uh-huh. Yeah, collar, and then his tie. So he was always dressed, also good, so that when people came to buy or repair, that he was always dressed and looks good.
Very presentable.
He was very, yeah. And he was always singing. When he makes shaving or hair, he was always singing.
Do you remember any of the songs that he used to sing?
Well, the old songs, so.
Can you sing one of them for me in German?
Let me see here. Du kannst nicht treu sein, nein, nein, das kannst du nicht, wenn auch dein Mund dir wahre Liebe verspricht. In deinem Herzen hast du für viele Platz, darum bist du auch nicht für mich der Recht. Geschatz. That's, I was always singing this song.
Well, thank you very much for singing that. What does it mean?
So, that means it's a pair, a man and a girl, and she said he could not treu sein, also he is not true, because he goes not with other, not with her alone. So that is so the story. She didn't trust him.
I see.
Yeah, yeah.
What did your father enjoy doing when he wasn't working?
Oh.
His leisure time activities.
He had a restaurant where he always go, and then there was playing to get cards. So 66, that was a game that they play in a family all over. And he plays this because he don't want nothing heavy to play, only for company. I remember. And then drinking a glass beer with this, maybe two glasses, but never drunk. No, and he was a very so lively when he was there, and when he was standing on a mirror, he always, his hair, and he was always singing with this. Well, I sing too a lot.
So he would stand in front of the mirror and comb his hair.
Or make shaving, and he always was singing.
What kinds of things did he do with his children?
Well, we was three boys and three girls. And the boys, when they got older, they had to work with him in the back. That was a Werkstatt, they call it in German.
But was there something fun that he did with his kids, maybe on his day off?
No, not fun. Father was very strict, but he loves us all. But he was very strict. We could not do something that was not right.
Do you remember some of the rules that you had to follow, some of your father's rules?
Well, we had to, in the evening, to the right time, going inside in the house and early to bed.
What time did you go to bed?
Well, so 7:30, when we was just child, kids. And when we got older, then was it a little bit later. Yeah.
Let's talk about your mother. What was her name?
My mother, Louise.
And what was her maiden name?
Krack.
Can you spell that, please?
K-R-A-C-K. Krack.
Krack.
Yeah, Krack.
Do you know how your parents met?
Yeah, my mother was working when she came from the country, there was she born, and she went to Hamburg, that is a stadt. And there she was working by very rich people. And my father, he was repairing so like electric, the lights and all, the lamp, everything what electric is. He was repairing this. So he saw her and he fell in love.
Do you know what year they got married?
Oh, that I cannot say. As it was in the 1800s. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Can you name your brothers and sisters for me?
Yes. Willy, that was the oldest brother. And then came Rudy. And then the other was Max.
So Willy, Rudy and Max. And then there were three girls.
And three girls. Margaret, her name was not Margaret. Her name was, the real name was Ida. And she hated the name Ida. So she gave herself the name Margaret.
How do you spell Ida?
Ida, E-D-A.
Ida.
Ida.
Okay, so Margaret, then the next one. Mm. Who's after Margaret?
The next.
You. Yeah. You, Gretchen.
Gretchen.
And then the youngest?
And then one sister, she was many years younger than I. Thea was her name.
How do you spell that?
T-H-E-R. Thea.
And you said she was much younger than you.
Yes, she was years old. You know, 5 years.
Do you remember when Thea was born?
Not when she was born. No.
Okay. Do you have any stories you like to tell about your brothers and sisters when you were growing up, when you were children?
Well, they had their bicycle, because my father had a bicycle store. So the brother got a bicycle if they behaved themselves. He was very strict. Bicycle, and then they took me sometime along, because then they had in the back so a seat where I could sit on. So we was, my mother, when she had the time, she was looking out the window, and when we came home, she said, Gretchen, that will noch mal your dad, because that was so dangerous. Yeah.
Putting a little kid on the back of a bicycle.
Yeah, yeah.
Were bicycles popular at this time?
So, then was, yeah, Then was bicycle, and after bicycle came the motorcycle.
What about automobiles?
Oh, yeah, there was between the time already, but not so big than they are today.
So more people had bicycles than automobiles.
Yes, that right. Motorcycle or bicycle.
Did your family buy an automobile when you
My father, driving? Yes, yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about when you got the automobile?
Well, that was not a new one, but he had to repair this, and the man, he passed away. And the woman, she didn't want the bicycle, and she sold
the automobile.
Automobile.
The car, yeah.
She bought, sell it very cheap to my father. Yeah, so that's what I know.
She sold it cheap, and he fixed it up.
And he fixed it up.
How did you feel about having a car in the family?
Well, we was not even...
Remy?
Not even too long in a car sitting, because we had to work when we were from 12 and 13. We had to work because my mother, she had they call it a Mittagstisch. That is here the man who are working in the contours in the go for eating. That was, I think it was 80 cents the meal, but good, real homemade. And that was Mama's job. Mama, she had for people. The people came for eating, and then we had a whole house in the front, was 4 or 5 rooms, and rented the rooms out on single man.
Like a boarding house.
Like a boarding house. And there was working in the, there was a big a hospital, very big hospital, and there was working in the contour, also in the bureau. And then they came five of them, yeah. They was living in the house. My parents had the 5 rooms because that was her business, the rooms and for cooking. Mother was a very, very good cook.
So she brought in extra money by taking in these men
into the house. That's right, yeah.
Talk to me about the kinds of food that your mother made. Held, what were some of your favorite foods that she would make?
Rouladen.
She would make.
Rouladen.
Rouladen.
Rouladen. Rouladen.
Can you spell
that? That is here meat. What do they say here? Well, I think it's a
beef of some sort, or you said meat?
Yeah, meat, yeah. Not cooked then, it's like, if it is not cooked then, it's sliced up, and then a slice of bacon and onions, and then they roll it up. They make it here too, I make it. And then you put a stick in so that it stays together, and then you make, really, all depends how many poison they are, 4 out of 5, and then in a pot, and make a nice gravy.
What other kinds of foods? What would you eat for breakfast, say?
Well, we had to eat everything anyhow. Bread and butter and a little bit of bologna.
For breakfast?
For breakfast.
What time would you eat breakfast?
Well, we was here then for the most of the time to school. Mm-hmm. Then we got 2 slices along to eat in a school. And with nice something on, very good.
What time would you eat lunch?
when we were children, we eaten at lunch, we ate so between our bread. And mother had no time for sitting down on them, because she had a, she was here cooking. People came in her house. We had a big room, eating room, and they were then sitting. And when I get older, when the oldest daughter got married, then I had to do it, to bring the meat in, also the food in, and bring it to them. This was always so 10 or 11 men.
Always men?
There was here working in the office, and my mother was a good cook, and not too expensive. So they came for eating, they had then the meals, they was sometime working very long. And
they were always men?
Men.
No women lived, they were always men?
No, yeah, always men.
Tell me about school. You mentioned school. What sticks out in your mind about going to school in Hamburg as a young girl?
Well, it was a plain school. As in German, they say Volksschule, as a Volks, that means people, ne? So together. It was, I like here only, here's as in English, and there was it in Germany. They have the same with reading and writing and singing and spelling. It is all the same, only German and here's English.
Did you enjoy school as a child?
Yes, we had to. Oh, my father was very strict. And when we got not a good here remark.
How were your parents educated?
My mother, she came from the country, very plain, but she was a cook. Oh my God.
Could she read and write? Could
yes,
your mother read and
yes,
write?
Yes, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And your father the same?
Oh yeah, father had his own store, also his repair store, and here I was in the store where, store they say in the German, also, I don't know what they would really say here. So, where you sell all this.
A shop.
A shop. Yeah, here they say shop. A shop. And then with all the little things that belongs on the motorcycle or on a bicycle. And if people come and have the accident, then they brought it in the back. There was the big room, also wo father, and then one of the brothers.
They used to work on the things back there.
And this, yeah.
What religion were you?
Evangelisch.
Evangelisch. Oh, evangelical is how we would say that in English.
Yes. Say it again.
Evangelical?
Yeah.
Say it in German.
Evangelisch.
Yeah,
it's the same.
Yeah. Is that Protestant? Is that Lutheran Protestant, or is it it's its own?
No, it's
a Protestant.
Protestant. Yeah.
Tell me how you celebrated Christmas as a child.
Oh, that was the best. My father, he was very big in this because he likes to give, and he put it everything so in nice paper and nice package, and we had to. To make it up, that took the time. But
to wrap the presents.
But he wants this the way, because he want to see our face, how excited we was to see what is in the package.
Is there a Christmas present that you got as a child that sticks out in your mind, something you still remember getting?
No, not exactly, yeah. Everything was good.
Yeah. How did you practice your religion at home?
Well, on the Sunday we had to go to church Sunday morning, and at in the during the week was an always a day where we had to go to, maybe afternoon.
That you remember at saying as a child in German? Did you learn at saying as a child in German? Did you learn prayers or anything like that?
No.
Tell me how you met. Oh, I know. Tell me about World War One. Tell me about the period of World War One. 1914, 15, 16.
Yeah.
What do you remember about that period?
Well, then I remember that the English came over and put bombs in the cities. That was terrible. Then we had to go down in the cellar to be saved. And who had not a house, they built a big building where the people then go the time over when the England was over the in the air and dropped the bombs.
Did you see the bombs dropping?
Well, better not, because they were so exploding, as if you're not too far away, you could pass away from this or hurt.
Did anyone in your family get hurt during
no,
the war?
No.
Did anyone have to serve in the German army during World War One? Your
no,
brothers or
No.
Do you remember perhaps food shortages at that time?
No, we had not food shortages because my mother, she was a cook, and she cooked for other people. They came, they was working in the office, I remember, in the office, that was so a hospital, very big hospital, and they had plenty of people and working there. And they came over to my mother to eat there.
So you always had enough to eat during the war?
Yes, I can say yes.
Do you remember when the war was over? Do you remember when World War One ended?
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember about that?
Let me see. What was just this? I know we was all happy, that I know, because we had always to go in a bunker. That was here. If you have a cellar, that was way in the cellar. And if not, they built as a bunkers, they call that.
Bunkers?
Yeah, and the people went into the bunkers because they were all saved, so that when the bomb fell, that didn't hurt the building.
And that's what you remember the most about that time period, is having to go into these bunkers.
Yes. Because there was that was the sign for a long time. So then we know, the England is coming. And then we took to what we need, so it's very important. And then we went to the bunker. Yeah.
Tell me about how you met the man that would become your husband.
To my sister, because he was in a delicatessen store, and he was there, the first man, and my sister, she was like to talk with him. And then he asked, then she said, I have not one sister. Then he said, is she so good looking like you? Oh, yes, he said. I remember this. He told me this. So, and so we came this way together.
What were you attracted to? What did you like about your husband to be before you married him?
Yeah. Well, he was always happy, like me, And he was singing, and he was interested in everything, and could do everything, so repair. He had a bicycle, his own bicycle. He made it, if something was wrong, he prepared this. Or when my father had was very busy in his workshop, then he came and helped him. When he had the time, and helped him. With, yeah, that I remember.
And how did your father feel about this?
Well, he likes him very much because he saw how he is working and interested. And
bicycles are very important in your life, aren't they?
Yes, because that was the time where the bicycle. Now it's such a motorcycle. Yes.
Tell me about your wedding. What, did you get married in Hamburg?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about what sticks out in your mind about the wedding.
Well, the wedding, also evangelisch, ne? And we went. So, I was invited, that is here the rule in Germany, if it is not now, I couldn't tell. Everything invited, the white dress.
Can you describe what the dress looked like?
Oh, beautiful. And auch all the way down, and here this, what you call it, over the...
Like a veil over your head?
Veil, yeah, I couldn't get a word. Oh, a veil, white veil, everything nice. And here, especially a nice pocketbook that we got even before from the husband.
That was his gift to you?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, and then was more money in there.
Where were you married?
In Hamburg.
But where in Hamburg?
Well... The Fuhlspittler Straße.
But was it a church or a house?
No, my parents had their own house. Father was here so very man who did everything, and he knew how to do. And we was married there. No, in the voice in the church.
You were married in the church.
In the church, yeah, evangelisch. And then from there. To the, we was walking, it was not too far from our house, the church. And so, and all friends and from the boys, they had a girlfriend and they asked if she could, my father said yes. So it was the family all together.
Do you remember how you felt during the marriage ceremony? How did you feel inside during the ceremony?
Happy. I was very happy. Yeah, I was always happy because very seldom that I once that I was crying or so. No.
Tell me about how it was that you eventually then came to this country, to the United States in 1923.
Oh, my oldest, my oldest sister, she was schon here.
When did she come?
She was here 18 years old, and friends of her, they wanted to go to America. So they were so happy that she could take my sister along, and my sister was right away working. So then when I came over the next day, I had shown for my sister, she had shown for me couple places where I cleaning for cleaning, not only cleaning, more the fine work, so nice table, and when they have company, that was very rich people where I was
working.
How
did your husband feel about, how did he feel about going to America and all of that sort of thing?
Yeah, he was here schon here. No, he was, let me see. Well, I was going with him here. And then my other sister, older sister, she was here in America, and then I told him that she would like we come over. And so my husband said, then he want that we get married first.
So that's why you got married in Germany?
In Germany,
oh,
yeah, because yeah, he had no, his father was not living, and my parents, so this, he wanted all together.
When you were in Germany growing up, mm-hmm. and what did you know about America before you got here?
Well, only that what my sister wrote us, that she likes this, yeah, and was very happy and everything, and has to work.
Well, how did your husband feel about going to America? Did he want to go?
Well, yes, yeah. He was young. We was young anyhow.
Well, tell me about what you had to do to get ready to leave Germany.
My parents were still living, my father and mother, so they was more concerned that I had everything, so what I need, the necessary things, and everything was clean and nice.
Were there things that they gave you?
Yes.
What did they give you?
Because I was here working for my father. I never was working for other people, always in his store. And my brothers, two brothers, they was here working in his Werkstatt, they called it. What they say here?
What did your parents give you before you left for America?
Well, not only money, for money. Yeah.
Do you remember how much they gave you?
No, that I couldn't say, yeah.
Do you and your husband, did you have to undergo medical exams in Hamburg before you left?
What
do you remember about that?
Well, that is, it's only you go to the doctor, he examined you, and he put paper out, and he got the paper. Maybe he sent it to other places, ne? That I remember. That was...
Do you remember packing to get ready to leave? What did you pack to take with you to America?
Well, especially my things, what for my personal for remembrance. So.
What were those things?
Yeah, what was that? Maybe sometime only a very nice picture or a pocketbook or something but I liked and but I would like to bring along to America.
Do you remember what kind of suitcases you had?
Oh yeah. a big one with what do you say in German to this? I don't know if
like divisions
inside. Yes.
Like a big trunk. You're gesturing.
Like a trunk. Yes, that's I could say trunk, and then for hands.
That
the trunk goes here on the ship, as I have nothing to do with the trunk. Only before I came home, but then not even. On the ship, I didn't get it big. I got it in a house where I was living by my sister.
What about your husband? Did he take anything special that sticks out in your mind before he left?
No.
You're traveling together with him, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did your family give any kind of a party or a send-off?
Oh, yes.
What sticks out in your mind about that?
Well, that was a real party for the... the aunt and the uncle and all the whole family came together, and all what we was eating, my mother made it. She was here a cook, her own cook in her house, and the people came here to her house and was eating there.
How did you feel about leaving Germany? How did you feel inside about leaving your home?
I was happy. Yeah, I was happy. because his parents was very, no, the mother was not living no more, the father. And the father, he likes me very much. And I'm very honest. He likes me so much, he would marry me if I would not marry his son. That I remember. Yeah, he likes me so much. I could do anything, but I didn't only that what you do.
Where did you go to get on the ship?
First by train, Hamburger Hauptbahnhof, that was the main bahn. What did you say? Where they ordered. My English or my German, this is terrible now.
Did you say Bremerhaven? Is that where you went?
From Bremerhaven with the ship.
I see. So you went to we were in Hamburg already.
Yeah, and then with a train. And we even passed France. And was, I think we was only 2 or 3 days in France. That was so like here, not so expensive because it was all included.
When you bought your ship ticket, but all of that was all included?
Yes, yeah.
Do you remember how much your ship ticket cost?
That I don't remember no more.
Where did you actually get on the ship?
In Hamburg.
In Hamburg?
Hamburg, yeah. And there is a big big water for all the big ships from all the other lands coming in. And from there they're going out to America and the other citizens.
Did anything happen to you before you got on the ship?
No.
Did they examine you again? Or?
Oh, yeah, they do. On the ship.
On the ship?
On the ship.
Do you know what the name of the ship was?
No.
No?
No, I couldn't.
Had you ever been on a ship before?
No.
What did you think when you saw this big thing that you had to get into?
I saw that here when my older sister went to America. Then I saw schon how it looks. So I was not surprised. I know it already here.
Where did you stay with your husband in the ship?
Yes.
And can you describe where you slept on the ship?
Yeah, that was really a nice little room in a ship, and really even elegant. Everything was nice.
What sticks out in your mind about the time that you spent on the ship?
Well, that was every day and every hour was happy and nice.
What did you do on the ship?
Oh, we was playing also games, or you go on ship that is all looks so nice. You don't do nothing else than standing on the railing and look and we are down to the water or around you.
Did you meet any of the staff on the ship, people who worked on the ship?
Yes, I met them because my sister, she was, before I went over, she went, the oldest, she went over and she sent me the money to come after. And here, there was the first who is working there on the ship, also not really working, has to order everything to the other. So he introduced, because I met my sister before, he was very nice, and he showed me everything, and I had a very good time.
What about your husband? How did he enjoy his time on the ship?
Yes, yeah.
Did either of you get seasick?
No.
Do you remember what time of the year this is that you're traveling?
Let me see. That was even in the winter time. In November. Yeah. In December, I got married. 22nd of December. Yeah.
And this is like a year later then, after you've been married.
Yeah.
Tell me about where you ate on the ship.
Oh, like here when the big ships going away, it's all the same, only there in German and here in English, all the same way like the English.
Did they have a special place where food was served on the ship?
Oh, yes, sure. Oh, I will say the English people come not with this, how it is in Germany, the ships and everything. Yeah.
Well, did you see anything on the ship that was new to you, that you had never seen before?
No, because it was not... So between the time we go sometime, then we want him going on a Saturday or a Sunday, so little... Well, let us go to the ship. We could go. There was some ship you could go on the ship.
I see.
Yeah.
This is back in Hamburg.
In Hamburg, yeah. Yes.
Do you know how long the ship took to get to New
York? 8 days.
8 days. Do you remember seeing the Statue of Liberty?
Yes.
Did you know what that was?
Yes.
Well, what did
because
you have
that I know from school. Yeah, we had that auch in a school, Statue of Liberty. Yeah.
Did anything special happen when the ship went by the Statue
of
Liberty?
No, everything was so nice and smooth and good.
Tell me what happened when the ship got to New York. What happened next?
Then I saw schon my sister standing, waving. She was excited. So it is really like here. Only Germany and English, but the same way like here.
When the ship came to New York, you said that you had to go to Ellis Island.
Yeah.
What do you remember about going to Ellis Island?
Well, then we had to go on the other ship, as a smaller ship, and to Ellis Island, and the booked us the paper and so we were there for a couple of days.
Oh, you had to stay a couple of days at Ellis Island.
Yeah.
Why did you have to stay there?
Well, that was so included in the price.
Do you remember where you slept on Ellis Island?
We had our room.
You had a room when you were in
Ellis
Island.
Yes, on everything. Perfect.
Do you remember what happened to you while you were there? What did they do?
Well, that is up to you, what you do, because you can do anything there. But I was always standing and looking in the water. I liked to see it, all the waves and so.
But at Ellis Island, that's on the ship. But at Ellis Island, what happened at Ellis Island? What did you have to do at Ellis Island? Do you remember?
Well, it was only two days, I think, we went on.
Did they examine you at Ellis Island?
Always.
You were always examined?
Examined, yes, yeah. On the American ship, on the other ship, Yes, yeah, always examine. That's the main thing. You have to be healthy.
Did anyone talk to you at Ellis Island?
Well, yes. That's not much, but so little bit.
Where did you meet your sister? Where did she come to meet you?
In America.
Yes, I know, but where... Mm. But where in New York did she... Where did you meet your sister once you got here?
In New York.
Did she come to Ellis Island or did you go to New York to meet her?
No, she came to New York because that was too much for her. Ellis Island takes too much time. Mm-hmm. And she made it short. And the ship goes here to New York. So and I went in there and then I saw my sister.
How did it feel to see your sister again?
Happy.
Did your sister know your husband?
No. Only writing, ne? But it was writing, yeah.
Oh, writing letters.
Writing letters.
Well, where did your sister take you after she met you?
To her house.
Which was where?
In Hoboken.
And can you describe where she lived, what it looked like?
Oh, yeah. A very nice house and very big, because she had every day couple men coming for eating. That was her pocketbook money, but she made extra. Yeah, that I remember.
So your sister's doing the same thing that your mother's doing in Germany.
That's right.
Bringing in boarders.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Can you describe the actual... It's a house that she has? You said she's living in a house
yes,
or an apartment?
Yes, let me see. Yes, yeah, she had... But very small, everything, over every... There. Even two bedrooms, I remember. Yeah.
Was your sister married at this time?
Yes.
Oh, she was.
Oh, she was so married when she got over with her husband.
So she married somebody
very young. And very pretty she is. Oh, she is. Was she pretty?
How long did you stay with your sister?
Well, till I got... No. When I was... came on the next day I has to go to rich people only to help them, not cleaning but helping the table and that everything is in order with the clothes.
Who taught you how to do those things?
Because my sister know that I'm very I know it. I was in Germany. I did it schon a while for other people, for rich people.
How did your husband feel about you getting a job so quickly?
Well, he did everything. He know I did everything what was right. So, and he trust me and... That was all right.
Did he get a job?
Yes.
What job did he get?
He was the first man in a delicatessen store.
Which is what he was doing in Germany,
in
right?
Germany.
Uh-huh. And, but
yes.
This is in Hoboken?
This in he was New York.
In New York?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You were living in Hoboken?
Yeah, yeah.
I see.
He had always a way with a train or... In the beginning, to save the money with a bicycle from Hoboken to New York with a bicycle. You know what a bicycle is, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He would have had to take the bicycle on the train to go into New York.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell me some more about your work at the Home of the Rich People. Did you...
Well, I... Not cleaning. She had a woman there for cleaning. But I have to take care of her dress and what she was wearing, and helping her when she got dressed.
Did she have clothes that were difficult to get into?
No, but everything elegant and rich, because it was rich people were. My sister was ja... giving me this job, because when she told the people her sister will come and she likes to work, they want me.
Where did the rich people live?
In Hoboken and in Weehawken.
In Weehawken.
Weehawken. They had the house in Weehawken.
How long did you work for the rich people?
Well, so not quite a year, because then I get married.
Well, you were married already when you got to America.
No, over there, here.
you got married in America.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were married in Germany.
No.
So where did you meet your husband?
In Germany.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
he was the first man in the delicatessen store.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And my parents, then I don't want to get married. So I don't want to get married.
Oh.
Okay. Here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. How did you learn English?
I had to learn it.
But how? How? Who? Did someone teach you? Or?
No.
Do you remember the first words that you learned?
every word that I needed, I learned.
Excuse me, can I mark
here? Just in a minute.
Okay.
Because here, yeah, I could only speak German, but I've learned it also very fast anyhow. Nobody has to tell me. Schon von talking, I know how to speak English.
We have just a couple minutes left, and you said that you like to sing. Mm. And I was hoping you sang us one German song, and you sing another German song for us on tape.
Mm. Yeah, not yet.
No, okay. Mm. I thought maybe you would like to.
No,
okay.
Not yet.
Did you ever go back to Germany to visit?
I didn't get it.
Did
right.
you go back to Germany ever?
Oh, yes, four times.
Four times.
But then I stopped because it was too expensive. But you bring to Germany and from Germany to America. It was expensive.
Do you think of yourself as being German or as being American?
No. American, yeah, because I was in America, yeah.
Well, Mrs. Hintze, I want to thank you very much for letting me ask you these questions.
You're welcome.
You're very kind to let me come in.
That's all right, yeah.
This is Paul Segrist signing off with Gretchen Hintze on Thursday, September 28th, 1995 at the Hamilton Park Care Facility in Jersey City. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.